It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And this month, being December, we're going to be running a Christmas trivia with some good prizes. We have a gift certificate from K&N Air Filters and also a $50 gift certificate from Mario Yano from Amsoil. So, anyway, if you want to call in, you can call in at 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, I was talking on the another radio show the other day about the rail, and you know, folks, what's up with this rail thing? I mean, that company that they're going to deal with is on the verge of bankruptcy. Isn't that kind of risky? And another thing, those people that are for rail, what make you think that because you have rail, there's not going to be traffic? You know, it's a no-brainer. If the freeway is open, would you catch the rail? Okay? It's simple. How many people would rather catch the rail than drive their car? I mean, come on, folks. When you're 16 years old, you want to drive your own car. I don't hear any of those young folks saying, oh, I can't wait to catch the rail. God, give me a break. Everybody, every human being wants the independence and the freedom. Well, I don't know. Anyway, Wanda, you have any good trivia questions to give away this gift certificate from K&N Air Filters worth about $150?
I think Rich had his own question. You want to do that question he wanted?
It has to be Hawaii related. Is it Hawaii related?
No, but
okay. Since every trivia that we've been running from day one has to do something with Hawaii. Okay? So, that's what's got to be. And also, Mario Yano from Amsoil is donating a $50 gift certificate. Okay, so which one do you want to run first? You want to run the Mario Yano one?
Okay.
Okay, so what is the question?
Well, there was a question we asked a while ago that nobody got the answer for so far.
That's too hard. What? Nobody's going to win it for Christmas. We want to give it away this year, not next Christmas.
Okay, then you have to wait.
Oh, wow. We have to wait. The clock's ticking. There's no such thing as wait. Anyway, let's move on. The oil change boxes that you see around, folks, do you know that it's illegal in Nevada and several other states in America? On the U.S.? Why? Because it goes to landfill. I mean, the mentality we have in Hawaii, in Honolulu, I should say, is, and they're saying that it's okay to use the oil drain boxes because they go to the H-Power. Well, what about Kauai, Molokai, Lanai, Maui, and the Big Island? Do they have H-Power? No, they don't. So where does this oil drain boxes go? right into landfill. And the other thing they're saying is, oh, they have a liner in there, so whatever is in the landfill doesn't go down into the ground. Yeah, right. I gotta see that. Anyway, oil drain boxes should be illegal, and the right way to change oil at home is in a container, like an old coffee can, and take it to a service station or even Jiffy Lube and have them dispose of it. If not, call the city and have the city give you instructions of where to dispose of it. Hopefully, they're not going to say, oh, dump it down your toilet or dump it in the storm drain. Hopefully, they don't say that. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Rich from KNN.
Hey, Rich. Aloha.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay, and you?
Great. I'm doing fine. How are you this morning?
All right.
Great.
We're trying to figure out how and when we're going to run your trivia. And on this gift certificate, how do they go about, getting the certificate redeemed or whatever?
Okay, well, when they get the certificate, when you give them the certificate, George, it has a number on it. They're like, each one of them has a serial number on it.
Yeah.
And they can just call into KNN, anybody in customer service, and they tell them that they have this gift certificate. And between that person and customer service, it's the easiest thing in the world to deal with.
Uh-huh.
They'll just figure out what do they want. They can go on the website and see what kind of product they would want or anything.
Yeah, really easy.
Even the person they call into, we got a great customer service group, and they can help them out real easy. It's real easy to do.
Hmm. Fantastic.
Yep.
I just wanted to inform you about my Pantera that I have. I run on Weber carburetors, and
right.
For the longest time, I was looking for an air filter that wouldn't make it look ugly. And I found this little round O-ring type oil filter, air filter. It was a real Mickey Mouse deal. Anyway, what I did was I took off that filter from that flat. The thing goes right over the stack, a flat, foam thing. Took it off. And I got one of your KNN air filters. I cut it up, and I stretched that filter part out and flattened it. I cut it around, and I put it over my Weber carburetors, and it works great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you should send me a picture of that, and I'll see if maybe we have something that would would be a proper fit for it, or if you're happy with what you got.
I'm happy with what I got. It works great.
Oh, good.
It works great, yeah. So
yeah, good deal. That's getting pretty creative, George.
I had to figure out something because the other one was not working out. Really, I mean, it wasn't working.
How many Webers do you have on it?
Four. 48.
Okay, so you got four Webers. Yep.
Yeah, 448s, and it runs 100% ethanol.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I bet. I've seen pictures of it. It's a beautiful car.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful car. I've seen it on your website.
Yeah, you and Veronica got to come down and take a ride.
Oh, I was telling her that we need to, and if you saw in the last email she sent to you, we need to figure out for 2012, her and I need to figure out a way to go out there, and maybe if you have a live event going on that we could participate in, we'd love to get out there and see you, sure.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah,
okay, now... I have a lot of listeners listening all over the world, all over USA.
Uh-huh.
How do they get this gift certificate?
Okay, well, what you can do, there's a couple of ways that you can do it, George. You can, you have the gift, I don't know if you've got it yet, but we sent the gift certificate to you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a winner, if it's somebody local to you, you can give them the gift certificate, but if it's somebody that's not really practical to get it to them, if they call you, you can give them the number off of it.
Oh, okay.
If each one of them serial numbered.
Yeah.
and then they can call that they can call that in. What
okay.
you need to do is let us know what the person's name is, so when they call in with the number, we're sure that
I'll just email Veronica.
The right person. Yeah, just email Veronica, and we can get it taken care of. You
okay,
bet. Real easy.
Okay, can you hang on for a while? We got some calls.
Sure. Oh, great.
Okay, who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George. George, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't get excited.
Yeah. Well, no, I got thrown off because we got to tell Chaz the hold, you know, in the hold for your show.
Uh huh.
They're playing another show.
Oh, Chaz is not here.
Oh, well, whoever is engineering, I guess they don't know how to get that off your program.
Okay.
That's a throw off because we got a time delay, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, George, I wanted to come back and get back to locally what you opened up with, and boy, wasn't that wonderful. Oh, so we're going to raise your water 70% more.
Mm-hmm.
And sewer fees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know about the registration. Oh, we already doubled that.
Oh, it's going to go up again next year.
George, I mean, you know, when you hear me laugh, right, it's just a cynical laugh, because then, you know, Ernie Martin, the chair of the council,
mm-hmm.
did you hear him?
No.
He comes out, I think it was the day before yesterday, any listeners out there, correct me if I'm wrong, but he makes a public statement, oh, you know, like scratching his head, oh, you know what, oh, let's see, the registration double, electricity going up, water going up. You know, I'm beginning to wonder how much more the local people of Oahu can absorb, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, George, I'm not kidding. I mean, I was paraphrasing there, but he literally said that. He made a comment.
They're idiots.
Insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know the morons are running the asylum, but this...
Rob, we got to get going. Our line's a bit...
Oh, good.
Okay.
See ya.
All right. Okay,
it
who's
sounds
next?
To me like, George, it sounds to me like you have some local politicians there like we have in California.
Oh, no. Nothing like Hawaii. No.
Man.
Yeah, you know how much our registration fee is on a Camry?
No.
$300-some-odd a year.
Oh my gosh.
$300-something a year. And they're going to up it some more.
For a late model Camry for let's say 2008, 2009, 2000.
They're crazy.
Yeah, that's what we deal with here in California.
You know how much it is in Arizona?
Oh, God. Oh,
$41.
Cheap. Yeah, exactly. It's cheap in Arizona. Yeah. Yep. You're
so,
right.
What's up with that, you know? And they're going to up it, and the mayor for Honolulu is going to add on an extra 100 or 200 pounds to our curb weight on each vehicle. Because
they're
he said that the car is curb weight too low. It needs to add on 200 pounds more to the curb weight, making your vehicle, if it's 3,000 pounds, come out to 3,200 pounds.
Why?
So you can collect more tax.
Oh.
But way back, Rich, way back.
Oh, no.
I called the manufacturers for my Chevy pickup, and I said, hey, my pickup is not that heavy. And they said, no, that is the weight of a fully loaded pickup. So I said, oh,
right.
Okay. Now, where does this our mayor gets this idea to add on 200 pounds more?
Lord. So your taxes are based upon the weight of the vehicle?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable, yeah?
That is. I mean, it's almost criminal, if it seems to me.
Oh, yeah.
Good
and not
Lord,
only that, my trailer,
so
that
creative.
My trailer that I built years and years ago for a race car,
uh-huh.
They go by curb weight, so I weighed the car at this, wherever they told me to go weigh it at, and I weighed it skeleton form, no decking, nothing. I wanted it as light as possible. Then when I went to register, they said, oh, no, we have a minimum of this weight, and you got to pay a minimum of thousand five hundred pounds. The thing weighed in at 600 pounds.
And they, so the minimum was double that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought, what? What if I had a motorcycle trailer? I'm going to pay weight of 1,500 pounds?
So that was the weight of any trailer.
Any trailer.
Pay a minimum. Oh, that's just wrong.
That's a ripoff.
Right. Like a small, you know, light motorcycle trailer.
Yeah.
Dude, those only weigh about 400 pounds, you know, right in that area is about all those things, you know, generally weigh.
Exactly.
Oh, that's wrong.
See? You see why we're frustrated here?
Oh, I bet. You do have some interesting ones there and where you're at. We have crazy stuff here in Southern California.
Rich, can you hang on? We're going to commercial break.
Okay, sure.
Hang on.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Rich from K&N.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great here, and my favorite air filter guy, K&N. And I was just telling somebody the other day about the million-mile Chevy pickup, and they were going, what? I go, look, just why do people doubt me? It's happened. You could do it. Take care of your car, you know, use the right stuff. Your car will last.
Hey, Bob.
Yep.
Play the recording back and listen to it.
Which one?
The one you just said.
Oh, why?
Because I know this guy called Bob Hernandez that failed to take care of his car.
Well, that was the other car. My new car now is baby. Yeah, that's why
okay.
I had to trade it in.
Okay.
But anyway, what I was going to talk about today was, you know, I saw something the other day was the most amazing thing. I saw a motorcycle cop pull over two cars at the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I was driving behind it, and the car flew by me, and then I saw the motorcycle, and then another car flew by me. I'm like, well, what's going on with this? So he slowed down. The other car pulled up beside him. He, you know, pointed to the guy to follow him, and he had the two cars, and he pulled the two cars over at one time, and I went,
that guy's good.
Now, you see, that's how you save money.
He wasn't saving money.
Well, for the motorcycle gas.
No.
No?
They don't care.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Okay. Who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, George. We should make those who want the rail, we should make them pay for the rail.
Then it won't happen. It's $6.5 billion.
That we don't have.
That's right. And Abercrombie said that now the state has money because they just sold some bonds. Well, when the bonds become mature, who's going to pay for the bonds? The state. Where is the state going to get the money from? Us. That guy, so I don't know.
Yeah,
let's go on to another subject.
Those who want the rail, we should make them pay for it.
Then it won't happen. I mean, the rail shouldn't happen. Just get rid of it. It's not going to work.
That's right, George.
Okay?
Okay, George.
Thanks. Okay, before we get to Rich, there's another thing I wanted to talk about was they're raising the tax on the cars, and more vehicles are going to be untaxed. And this is happening. I mean, folks, if they cannot pay for it, they're not going to pay. So you keep raising the tax on the vehicles, it's going to go out of sight. You're not going to get anywhere. You gotta go by the law that's on the book right now. Toll and pound all untaxed vehicles on the spot. Anyway, Wanda, you ready?
Okay. What are the 12 letters that make up the ancient Hawaiian alphabet?
Oh, you make hard kind.
Alphabets.
Mario said make it easy.
It is. All they gotta do is look it up and they'll get it.
Oh, okay. The 12 what?
The 12 letters that make up the ancient Hawaiian alphabet.
Oh, okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. And that's, we're going to leave the K&N filter one for later. This one is for the AMSOIL gift certificate. So give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So, okay. Let's switch back to Rich. Rich, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What time is it there right now?
It is, it's about 20 after 3 in the afternoon here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How's the weather?
I'm here. Oh, it's beautiful. Right now, I'm up in the mountains, the San Bernardino Mountains. We have a cabin up here, so I've got the family up here, and we're putting up the Christmas tree up here. And
oh, that must be nice.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. It's about 25 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Mm-hmm. There's snow on the ground. It's a beautiful place up here, so we're really enjoying it. So,
have you ever visited Hawaii? Have you ever visited Hawaii?
Only when I was in the Navy. I passed through there, but otherwise no, I've not been there. My daughter's been there a lot of times.
She's smart.
Her father has a timeshare in Kauai, so they've been there I think about 5 times. And they just rave about it.
See, you guys gotta get over.
I gotta get over. I'm telling you, you know, Veronica would love to meet you in person. And you know, you and I have been talking for a long time, for years,
yeah.
And it's like, it would be great to meet you in person. I'd really like to do that, George.
Oh, it would be fantastic. But, you know, you got to plan on when you come over to go to the rest of the islands, like Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island.
Right.
It's the best for sales.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Get out there and kind of touch base.
Definitely.
Our consumers have been so good to us this year. K&N's had a great year. And,
because you got a good product.
And we have great consumers. We have a great customer base. People like you that are really supportive of us, and the consumers. You know, they mm-hmm. understand that it's a great product, and we stand behind it. So it's you know, we've had a great year. It's been one of the best years we've ever had, and considering how bad the economy is, that's saying a lot.
Oh yeah. Okay, hang on, Rich. Hang on.
Okay.
I gotta go to calls. Okay, who's next?
We have Haoli from Waianae.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Okay.
Good. I love your show. I'm learning a lot.
Thank you.
Especially about taxes.
Okay.
Oh, so you need the answer, right, for the ancient Hawaiian letters?
Yes.
Okay, so it's HLMNPWAEIOU, and they also use the Okina as well.
Is that right, Wanda?
Repeat it again.
HLMNPWAEIOU, and they also count the Okina as well.
Okay. Is that right? I don't know.
It's okay. Well,
wrong. Wait, one more time again.
HLMNPW and then AEIOU. Those are the letters, and then they also use the Okina.
Okay, you're missing a letter.
Oh, sure. All right.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And this is not just for Oahu or Hawaii. Everybody tuning in on the internet also eligible. We can send the gift certificate to you or give you the information on how to get your prizes. Okay? Anyway, 808-296-5467. And I have another question. I will wait for this a little more for this AMSO I want to go through. Folks, you remember seeing on the news where a dog got attacked by other hunting dogs on the trail? Remember that on TV? Okay. Remember, I've been saying all along to use Break Clean for self-defense. Women, you women out there, you need to pass the word on. Get a can of CRC Break Clean, non-chlorinated. It's the best thing for self-defense. If that lady had Break Clean with her, her dog wouldn't have gotten attacked. You can spray Break Clean at even an elephant. It'll fall down. It won't kill him. It won't hurt them, but it'll disable them for a while. Okay? Let's go to more calls.
Okay, we got Kevin from North Shore.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay, and yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
So, yeah, I think I've got 12.
What's that?
I think I've got 12.
You're breaking up. What was that?
I think I have all 12.
You have letters. All 12 letters?
Yeah.
Okay, give it a shot, man.
KAUIPLOWEHMN.
Is that right, Wanda? Wanda?
Wait, repeat that again.
KAUIPLOWEHMN.
Well?
Hold on.
You gotta think about it.
Yeah.
No, he's giving me in a different order, so I have to decipher that.
Oh, well. Just write it down and take a look at it and call in back later. Anyway, while you're looking, Rich, are you there?
Yeah, okay, he got it.
He got it?
Yep.
Okay,
we got
a winner. So
you got a winner!
Yeah, you gotta give the information, your information to Wanda. Because she's got to put it down on this certificate and turn it in to Mario Yano. Okay?
Well, terrific. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Congratulations. All right. You have a good day.
Hang on. So, anyway, going to the seatbelt law, and Rich, you can think about this too. On the seatbelt law, okay, my take on this, for one, number one, it is unconstitutional. Whenever lawmakers make a law that endangers people. I mean, if a law that, you know, protects people, not just yourself, everybody. I mean, if you're walking around with a big knife and going to cut people up, yeah, that's a law, okay? But if you don't wear a seatbelt, it's only affecting you, yourself. The Constitution says you cannot make a law like that. If you want to walk on the side of a cliff and not have a belt or anything, safety harness, you know, that's your that's up to you. It's your freedom. A seatbelt law is unconstitutional. You know, and the shoulder harness that they have, if you go check with NHRA and all the other racing bodies, okay, automobile racing bodies, they don't allow for the shoulder harness because it's not a cross belt. If you get in a severe head-on collision or a bad collision, it'll snap your back because it'll hold back only one shoulder and the other shoulder will go forward. Okay? Go check it out. It's not safe. And even the airbags are not safe. If airbags were so good, then every race car in the world will be mandated to have airbags. Because what's more dangerous than a race car? Anyway, that's my take on that. What do you think, Rich?
Oh, I can't argue the point. You know, I've always wondered about. I think that the seatbelt in its current configuration, where it's, you know, the single strap that comes across your chest, I think there's times that that's helped, but I think at certain other times, I really question it. It's not a, you know, the 5-point harness that they use in racing makes perfect sense because that anchors you in and it holds you
square, you know, in the seat.
Basically keeps you in the seat and registered in the seat properly.
That's right.
Whereas, you know, the belt as it is right now, it's really kind of aimed at working in tandem with an airbag. And I agree with you. I kind of wonder. I think it's going to be up for evaluation. I think there's things that are going to be coming down the,
Yeah, something's wrong with that.
Another generation of it. I think there's going to be another generation of seatbelts come through, and I hope there is.
I told one judge this, you know. I told him, you tell me one time that the government really cared about the people and the people's safety.
Mm-hmm.
And if you show me one time, I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. So he said, yeah, you're right. Anyway, we got to go to break. Hang on, Rich.
That's pretty funny. Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita and Rich Dwyer from KNN on Automotive 101.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments. and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and now we're going to run the K&N trivia. Okay? And Wanda's on the phone, so I'm going to make this trivia for you. It's quite easy. In 1950, on a corner of Dillingham and King Street, that big intersection, what was on the Waikiki Makai corner? On that very corner. Right now, I think it's Honda's used car lot. What was there in 1950? Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? If you got the answer, try it. All we can say is call us back and try again. And this prize is for the K&N $150 gift certificate. Okay? And quite good. Anyway. Rich, are you there? Do we have Rich on?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. How you doing, George? Well, that's a great question. Boy, that's very local trivia, isn't it?
Yeah, we try to educate the people of Hawaii, especially the young folks that don't know how beautiful Hawaii used to be before all these high-rises and everything. And by the way, Rich, do you know what the height limit for the whole state of Hawaii is?
I think Kauai is nothing taller than a palm tree.
The whole state of Hawaii is that way.
Oh, the whole state of Hawaii is. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that it was the whole state of Hawaii. I think that's a great law.
You know, in the old days, they didn't know how to measure the height, so they said, well, no higher than a palm tree.
Okay. I think that's a great law, don't you? I think it's great.
Yeah, I think so. But in Honolulu, they must have had some tall trees here.
Yeah.
They're about 500 feet tall. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because don't they have some pretty high rise, I mean, some pretty tall hotels and stuff there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
I didn't think maybe it was for all the Hawaiian Islands.
No, it's the whole state. Yeah.
Okay,
who's on the phone?
Okay, we have Richard from Waipahu.
Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Hi.
Am I on?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay, I want to answer the trivia.
Okay.
Okay, I remember, I think there was a bar there. And right next to the bar, there was a skating rink.
What's the name of the bar?
I cannot remember. I passed there every day. The bar's door was right on the corner, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the bar is what we're looking for.
Oh, you said what was there, so I said my bar.
No, we need the name of the bar.
Oh, I don't know.
What? Oh, boy.
Look it up real quick and call back, maybe.
Yeah, go look it up.
I mean, you know it was a bar there.
Okay, call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, we have Eliza from Waipahu.
Eliza.
I remember that skating ring, and I believe I was in there skating, but if anything else was there, how about just guessing, make a name of the bar, Dillingham Bar?
Nope. Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Bye.
So, anyway, it's supposed to be easy, folks. It was a very, very popular bar. Okay? Mm. Yeah.
Was it a local hangout, George, or?
I don't know. I never went there. All I know is that property is not a good property to do business on.
Oh, no?
No. See, years and years ago, it used to be a Hawaiian graveyard.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and everybody that went there up to this date has gone bankrupt.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 15 Texaco dealers went bankrupt. Burger King went bankrupt.
Wow.
So, not a good place to go do business. Anyway, who's the other one on the line?
We have Eliza back on.
Oh, okay.
Just guessing, was it King's Bar?
No, sorry. Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Unbelievable. Anyway.
Are they close?
Rich, you guys got to come to Hawaii.
Yes, we do.
You got to. I mean, it is the best place in the world to be. It's fantastic.
No doubt about that.
You know what island I like a lot is the Big Island.
Do you?
The Big Island of Hawaii?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is so nice. You ever seen a live volcano going?
No, I haven't.
Well, you gotta come over and take a look.
Well,
feel the ground rumbling.
I figured we'd probably have the best tour guide there is.
Yeah.
Could we come over and
I take you guys over.
Around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can see you came right up close to live volcano.
Oh, man. Not very many places on the planet you can do that.
You know, Rich, it's different, you know. When you're there, it's a night and day difference from television. Because you can feel the movement of the ground and everything.
And you can smell it, I bet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yes.
From it. Yeah.
You guys got to come over.
It would have to be amazing to do.
Yeah, you got to tell Veronica.
Well, she's on it, so we're working on it.
Okay.
We were talking about that, you know, when I came on today, that we need to figure that out for 2012. We got to do it.
Okay. Well, who's next on the phone?
We have Bevelyn from Makiki.
Hi, Bevelyn.
Hi. Is this Holo Holo Inn?
Is that your final answer?
Uh-huh.
We have a winner.
Excellent.
Wow. We have a winner.
That's a great piece of local trivia. That's great.
Yep. How did you know it was Holo Holo Inn?
My husband tricked
me. You used to go there a lot.
My husband, not me.
Wow, there we go. We got somebody that used to visit the bar all the time. give your name to Wanda so we can put that on the certificate, okay?
Great. Right. That's terrific.
Well,
what a great piece of local trivia.
Yeah, Rich, we got a winner. How's that?
That's great. I knew we would.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, George.
You know, your stuff is good, so I know our listeners are going to really enjoy it.
Great. great, and we really appreciate all your support and everything you do, and you're a great friend, George. We appreciate everything.
Oh, you guys are great. Thanks.
Okay, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, aloha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and just some ideas for Christmas gift, folks. Instead of going out and getting the wrong shirt, the wrong blouse, the wrong shoe, whatever it is, how about this? How about gift cards for auto detailing, auto servicing, a dinner certificate at the Chart House? Fantastic. Chart House next to the Ilikai. For tune-ups, for things like that. Local businesses giving the service. Okay? That would be, a good gift. Yeah? Have your wife's car detailed. Or even buy a brand new Camry from Maui Toyota. How's that? Okay. Who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, I wanted to bring you up to speed. You know the height limit that you mentioned to Rich?
Yeah.
You know that doesn't exist anymore, yeah, George?
Oh, yeah, I know that. Do you see all the big trees?
George, the tallest trees that were left on Oahu were where I worked at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in the Coconut Grove, they still call it that. Those trees were just under 400 feet high, George. And one tree climber fell because the top broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, through the litigation and everything, they one by one cut down all those trees.
So they could go height limit.
Yes, and I just wanted you to know that. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm sure you knew it, but I mean, in other words, how can they build that 42 tower
mm-hmm.
building in the middle of Kaka'ako now?
Yeah, because see, all the laws that we have doesn't exist no more with them.
Yeah, there's no more common sense.
No, what is that?
Not to mention beauty and sight lines and all that. Yeah,
they don't care.
Thank you, George.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
We have Dino from Liliha.
Hi, Dino.
Hi, George. I have a question on a catalytic converter. How do you know if it's bad?
How do you know it's bad?
Yeah.
For one, you lose a lot of power.
Okay.
Okay. You should get a check engine light come on.
I see.
Because it's going to get super hot.
Okay.
What year of car is this?
Okay, it's a 2000 Nissan Altima. Can we get rid of it and put a straight pipe in it?
Yeah, you can.
Oh boy, 2000 Nissan Altima 4-cylinder. Mm-hmm. We called by telephone to the different muffler shop. They said impossible. There's too many, I don't know, oxygen sensor or something that's connected to the
oxygen sensor is going to read a lean read because you're coming out too fast. But the one you have two on that car.
Okay.
One forward, one back. If you go underneath and you look at the catalytic converter, there's one in the back towards the tailpipe.
I see.
Okay, if you're going to put a tailpipe, a pipe through that catalytic converter, you have to move that oxygen sensor about a foot and a half more towards the tailpipe.
I see.
Then you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, who can do that kind of work in the city?
Modern muffler.
Okay. Modern muffler will do it. Okay.
Okay.
Right on. I'll take it to them. Thanks, George.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
We have Eliza from Waipahu.
Hi, Eliza.
Hello. Sure, nice hearing you. I haven't heard you in a long time. My son-in-law paying for my cable, so I'm watching all the good movies. And then when it gets special, I put it on. Oh, you cannot afford it. No, I'll pay the next $10, I told him. But how you doing? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Oh, I've always been here every Saturday.
Yeah, they have some new techniques for the illness you had before, and they're selling cactus. I guess it's juice from the plant with no, what you call that, preservatives. Get a hold of it. If I get the number back, they said it so fast on TV. I don't know if they have it at the, where they sell the vitamins, but you know that corporate greedy mayor, he said he's not a Democrat, but he know he'll be chosen because he'll run for Democrat, because Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands are all Democrats, and he put away all our Democratic peoples in prison and got them killed and sent them away from here. He don't give a damn for the peoples over here, and I just want to let the local people, anytime the car get damaged with any trees falling on the car, breaking their windows, they got a big hole, jam up the car, make a police report, and give the bill to the city and county. And about those weights for your car, you know, you should take them to court. You know, there's a law library, and you can call the lawyers that's studying at the UH. They'd be glad to help you. Mm-hmm. And they will tell you if you can sue them or not, but they're not supposed to be overcharging
that's
us.
Wrong.
But
that's wrong.
He's a corporate greedy Republican. He needs to be recalled. He fixed all the lights, spent all the money like the donkey that got out off of Hawaii Kai. But what about the roads? You go take a ride and my arthritis bingo. My bones start hurting. He don't fix the roads.
Nope.
And what, they're bringing in more cars and they want rail. What do we need rail? It doesn't go around the island. What do we need one? And by the time they finish that rail, you know how much it's going to cost you to get on that rail? $5 one way.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the jobs? Where's the people working?
Yep. Thanks, Eliza. Okay. Anyway. This is December, and it's Christmas coming around the corner real fast. So, I know a lot of you don't have time to go shopping, but think about that suggestion that I made about certificates. Faster, easier, and, you know, at least they're going to like it. Detailing the car, a nice dinner at Chart House, or maybe even a trip to Hilo and staying at the Naniloa Hotel. You know, yeah, lots of ideas, okay? Now, remember, check your lights, folks. December is a runaround month. Check your lights. Take some time. Whenever, turn on the lights, walk around the car, make sure everything's working. Okay? The other night, I saw a car coming down the road with one headlight. I thought it was a motorcycle. until it got closer. So that's why you need headlights. Okay? So anyway, don't forget, ladies, get a can of brake clean. Yes, it's a little bit big, but it's good because you don't know how many people are going to be coming after you, or dogs or whatever. Okay? On ethanol, if you use too much ethanol, nothing, no damage. Okay? You'll have a check engine light will come on, and that's about it. Nothing more. That's why I recommend ethanol. Ethanol will not damage your engine at all. You got the Champ from OC16. He's running about 100%, I think. He's got check engine light on forever. But he don't care. He's just going for the power and the fuel mileage. So it does give you better mileage in most cars, if your transmission's okay and all that. If your transmission is not okay, then how are you going to get the gas mileage? You're not. Okay? And you should service your AC every 2 years. Okay?
There was an off-air caller making a comment about your seat belts.
What about it?
He said he agrees about, I guess, well, you were saying it should be up to the person whether he wants to wear it or not.
Right.
He's saying that as long as the government doesn't have to pay for his or whoever's medical expenses.
Talking about medical expenses, I'm glad they said that, because do you know how many people are driving with no insurance? Huh? Who's going to pay for the medical insurance whoever this guy hits? If you want to talk medical insurance, folks, do you know how many people are driving with no insurance? Now, you tell me what is more critical, the little seat belt or no insurance? Think about that. They get the insurance, fine. Okay? They buy the insurance, they register the car, they're registered, they cancel insurance. Okay? So they run right into you and you get hurt. Who's going to pay the medical bill? Huh? If both of them don't have insurance, who's going to pay the medical bill? You got it. Same thing. Okay? So all I'm saying is, on the seatbelt or whatever laws they make, okay, it should go by the Constitution. The same with the helmet law. It's up to the person if he wants to save his head. Okay? Because the next thing you know, they're going to take away the guns. What about the knives? Then how are you going to eat? Anyway, something to think about. You know, sometimes the government gets too far, and you got to cut them back. Okay? And the reason I recommended oil to be changed when dirty, some cars are having a sludging problem. And think about it. If the oil looks dirty, don't you want cleaner oil? I would. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in today. And remember, this is Hawaii, folks. Take your time and drive. I know it's the holidays, but slow down. Enjoy the music. Okay? Anyway, take care of each other. Drive carefully, and I'll see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in a